It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson. Randy, what's hot with this market this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with soybean meal, although it's seen a little bit of profit taking here in the Sunday night, Monday morning market. But I would say that it's been the strong market. One thing is that, you know, we continue to trade to contract highs. We're at an eight-year highs and broke above $500 a ton here on Friday. Wasn't able to close above it, but we were up against some pretty strong levels. And a lot of that is due to concerns about Argentina.
And that crop just seems like it keeps getting smaller.
It does. I mean, you know, right now we keep hearing, you're seeing flip-flopping weather forecasts where they're calling for rain and pulling rain out of the forecast. But, you know, the crux of it is that they've got a poor crop coming, and it's likely they're not going to be able to have enough soybeans to make their commitments. They've increased their imports from Brazil, as Brazil is exporting quite a bit of beans into Argentina now to make their commitments. So, and it's very likely that some of that soybean meal demand will come to the U.S. It's just a matter of when will we start seeing it show up.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with wheat. Wheat is trying to find a little bit of a bottom, but it's likely we're going to see the exports decrease in the report from USDA on Wednesday. You know, we continue to see sluggish demand in the U.S., and I'm expecting that we will see exports decline or decreased a little bit. Now, we are seeing some weather concerns that are helping production side of things, but in the long run, our demand continues to decrease.
Globally, too, we got larger wheat crops expected, too, in several areas.
That's exactly right. Record production in Australia, record production in Russia. Canada had good production there, actually some stiff competition with the U.S. And we're also seeing a little better production that's likely out of the EU this year. So we are starting to see a little bit more building, you know, India having a good crop. So we are seeing a lot more competition than we have in the past.
That's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson. Futures and options have risk.